It's Eagles 360. Dave Spadaro along with Brian Westbrook. Time to talk about the Eagles defense, which statistically did a nice job against the Miami Dolphins. But a couple of key things. No takeaways against the Dolphins team that had trouble holding on to the football. And then late in the game, after Mark Sanchez throws the interception, Miami has the ball on its 4-yard line. Still 4 minutes left in the game. Still time to turn it back in the Eagles' favor. But two first downs gained by Miami there. And Brian, I don't know. I just felt like the Eagles' defense didn't dominate as I expected them to, and as it turns out, how they needed to.
Yeah, they definitely needed to dominate this football game. And in fact, they allowed Miami to score 17 straight unanswered points. So at this point in the season, there's going to be some deficiencies on the offense just because of the personnel. And so that means the defense has to step up. And that's part of the team. I remember back when I was playing, there was games where our offense was just not very efficient. We didn't score the points. We didn't move the ball. But our defense understood, listen, we have to hold this team under 14 points if we want to win this football game. And that's the type of mentality that this defense needs to take.
You know, the Eagles really effective early on with the blitz. Walter Thurman had a perfectly timed blitz on Tannehill's blind side. It results in a safety for the Eagles. A couple of other really good blitzes early. But Miami caught up to it. And Miami was very effective. Tannehill throwing the football against the blitz in the second half. And that cost the Eagles, who are not generating a pass rush from their base defense. They are creating a pass rush with their scheme. Connor Barwin, Brandon Graham, not necessarily pure elite edge rushers. And that's something that the Eagles really miss, and that's something that every NFL team wants. It is so hard to find that outstanding, game-changing edge rusher, and the Eagles don't have that.
Yeah, they've struggled just a bit these last few weeks, just getting the pressure that they need. You know, I think Vinny Curry is an awesome player. I think he gets a good pass rush. They use a lot of different schemes for him to open the other guys up. It just hasn't got to the quarterback. And in situations like you have at the end of the game, you want to get to the quarterback. You want to tip balls. They did have a tip ball at the end. But pressure on the quarterback and sacks also helps, and they haven't been getting enough of those.
On their touchdown play, the one where Connor Barwin knocks the ball. Mm-hmm. So let's talk about the rules. Once the ball's tipped, the Eagles can go off on Jarvis Landry and knock him out of play, right?
They definitely, you can contact the receiver after the ball is tipped. The problem is that you just don't practice that enough. I'm sure the Eagles don't practice that all the time. It's not a natural thought to think I could just go run into the wide receiver. I think part of the game, and it's easy for us to say it from 60 miles away from looking at the TV, it's easy for us to say, oh, all you have to do is run into the wide receiver. You can't call it. But it's hard to think that way. That's not the way that you're programmed as a player. And so you just don't do it on the field. It's not natural. So I kind of understand. The problem that I had in that series was that we allowed the ball to get all the way down to that point that he can throw that pass. Not just that one play. That was a one in a million type of play. But for them to be able to move the ball all the way down the field, that's the problem that I have with the defense.
When the ball is tipped, do players not yell tip, 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 tip? Or it just happens too fast?
It happens so fast. I think maybe the only guy that actually looked like he had eyes on the ball was Connor Barwin after he tipped it. He was just too far away from the ball to be able to go there and try to make a play on it. But, I mean, you have Benny Logan trying to make a play. He's trying to find the ball. This is a 300-pound D lineman trying to find the ball. Malcolm Jenkins had his back to the quarterback, so he didn't see it. So many guys are trying to do their responsibility. They weren't worried about seeing the ball. I think that's one of those plays that you kind of forgive. It just happens throughout a game.
So from a number standpoint, the Eagles defense doing a nice job, but Miami opens the game with a drive and scores 3 points. Miami takes valuable time off the clock late with a couple of first downs backed up deep into their territory. And so the defensive performance, as Bill Davis said, you're judged by wins and losses, and the Eagles had a loss on Sunday. Now special teams also contributing once again to this loss, a blocked punt that was a high snap from John Dornbos to Donnie Jones, and a really good effort by Miami to block that punt. That leads to a touchdown. And also, when the Eagles are up 16-3 and driving, Dornbos snaps it low. Jones tries to set the ball, not really set, and Caleb Sturgis kind of kicks it off the turf and misses the really easy field goal opportunity. That kind of changed the momentum of the game. You know, it's been a tough year for the special teams, and I think that you realize when you are the king of the hill on special teams Everybody's coming to gun you down. They want to show you their best effort. Yeah. And the Eagles are getting everybody's best effort.
Yeah, that's the thing. The margin for error for this team is so small. They can't make any mistakes. They can't have any miscues on special teams, offense, and defense. And when you have that many miscues on special teams and you don't get the turnovers on defense and your offense stops producing after the first quarter, then it's going to be easy for you to lose a game. The margin of error is just so small for the team. Those are the things that you should be able to fix. Snaps and holes and things like that, you have to be able to fix those things. I think, you know, John is one of the best in the league. I love the way that John has played throughout his career. He had a bad day yesterday, though.
Yeah, he's not alone. Many, many bad days for players in that 20-19 loss to Miami. When we return to Eagles 360, we're going to talk about some injuries that are piling up for this football team and how do you bounce back emotionally after such a difficult loss. We'll be back in just one moment.